Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulullah wa ba'd. I'm on my way back from Kuwait, and this is in the lounge in Dubai airport. And I thought this is a good place to finish the last of the reminders with regard to marriage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters, created and told us that the creation of the marriage and spouses is one of his signs, and I ask Allah to make this one of his best signs for all of you, inshallah. The final thing that I want to say to you is the importance of expressing and showing your love for your spouse. It is very important to not to assume that your spouse knows this. I'm not saying that every day you have to say I love you, although that doesn't actually hurt if you do that. But show your love in all kinds of ways, directly by saying it, by the giving of gifts, by expressing your love in different ways. But do that, and I, as a something to make you smile, I say do it at least 3 times a day. It's very, very important to express our affection for the people we love. It's very important because we tend to live in cultures where we do not hesitate to express disagreement, we don't hesitate to express our dissatisfaction. It's important, therefore, also to express our affection. I mean, why must people only get negative stuff from us? We clothe our negativity by calling it constructive criticism. But you know and I know that no matter how many people claim that they actually welcome and like constructive criticism, that's a lot of bunkum. Nobody likes criticism. You might accept it, you might, because you think it's good for you, and it is good for you, but nobody actually loves it and likes it. And if someone is saying that, then he's, I would seriously doubt his truthfulness. So I'm saying that, be that as it may, we don't exactly hesitate to express our criticism. So why should we hesitate to express our affection? Why should we hesitate to express our appreciation? So show affection, show appreciation. If you care for somebody, make sure they know that you care for them. And that's a very, very important aspect of keeping a marriage healthy and going. Some last bits of words of advice. Number one is smile a lot. Smile as much as you can. Laugh as much as you can. Genuinely, I mean, it's not a dental inspection. So, genuinely, smile a lot, because alhamdulillah, Allah has given us a lot to be thankful for. Second thing is that as far as possible, try as much as possible to say yes to whatever your spouse says or wants, unless it is something which is seriously wrong. Try not to say no. It's a very common thing that people almost always begin by saying no. You don't do that. Just say yes. Say yes as much as possible. Another one is the importance of keeping your mouth shut, especially when you're angry. A shut mouth gathers no ill will. It's only when you talk that you have the chance of saying something good or bad. And if you say something bad, obviously there are consequences. But as long as you keep your mouth shut, nothing can go wrong. So keep your mouth shut, especially when you're angry. And finally, a very important point, which is question of spending money. Now, in Islam, the wealth of the spouses is separate. The wealth of the husband belongs to the husband and the wife and the children. They have a right on his wealth. But the wealth of the wife belongs to her completely and totally. Neither the husband nor the children have any right on it. If she shares it with them, if she gives it to them, she is doing ihsan on them. But she doesn't have to. A wife can actually give zakat to her husband if the husband is eligible for zakat. Rasulullah's great companion, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, was poor, and his wife was very wealthy. So Rasulullah, her name was Zainab. Nabi so Zainab radiallahu anha, she asked her husband, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, she said, "Can I give you my zakat?" So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, "I don't know." So she said, why don't you ask Rasulullah and let me know. He said, you go and ask. So she went and she announced herself and she said, Ya Rasulullah, this is Zainab. Nabi Sallallahu said, which Zainab? So she told him her full name and he said, yes, what is it? And she said, Ya Rasulullah, my husband is poor. Can I give my zakat to him? And Rasulullah said, yes. Now this shows that the wealth of the woman belongs to her. The husband has no right on it. Whereas the wealth of the husband belongs also to the wife, so he cannot give her zakat. Her maintenance is fard on him. So he cannot give his zakat to her. In that context, therefore it's also advisable to keep not to have joint accounts in joint ownership of property, because if one of the spouses dies, then it causes a lot of problem with regard to inheritance, because the inheritors, the people who will inherit from that spouse, cannot inherit because the other one is holding the other spouse is holding the property. So property must be separate so that when one of them dies, the people, the heirs, are not deprived of their rights. Now, therefore, in terms of maintenance, what is to be given to the spouse? Now, technically speaking, the husband, if he gives her maintenance money, which means money for herself, meaning spending money. I'm not talking about money to run the house. Money to run the house is entirely the husband's responsibility, and he has to give her whatever it takes. But in addition to that, he also has to give her maintenance money, which is money for her to spend on herself as she wishes. She does not need her husband's permission to spend that. She doesn't need to tell him what she's spending it on. It's entirely hers, freehold. Now, as long as he gives her that, his duty is served and fulfilled. But my advice to people is, the best thing to do is give her the checkbook and let her run your finances and tell her that this is how much I earn. Take what you want for yourself, take what you want for the house, run the house. And if you run out of money, then pray two rakat of the Hajj and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dua, don't come to me. Don't come to me and ask me for more money, because this is all the money I have, and that's in your hands. A sense of responsibility comes out of that, and I've never seen. I mean, I've done this all my life, and I've never seen anyone, any woman actually abusing that. And if you really think that your wife will run away with all the money and leave you on the street, well, I think such a marriage has a lot of issues with itself. I mean, that's something that you seriously need to look at and say, how can I improve the quality of that marriage? So inshallah, so then if you hand over the checkbook, there are no complaints. She will treat it with respect and with responsibility, and then there is everlasting happiness. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your lives with barakah and noor, and to help you in your marriages, to make your marriages full of happiness for yourself. Sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.